This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. This week, economists will be eagerly awaiting the Labor Department's report on April's unemployment rate. If most forecasts are right, it will show job growth is picking up this spring. But a truly healthy labor market is still a long way off, especially for baby boomers. Here to explain why is NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Hi, Leanne.
Tell us more about what's likely to be in this new labor report.
On Friday morning, the Labor Department is finally going to end the suspense and give us the jobs report that will reveal what happened in April. And this is an important jobs report because the previous two were a little bit distorted. Remember how we had those horrible blizzards in February, and that dampened hiring during that month, and it also pushed some job creation over into March. So now we finally have a fairly uneventful month in April, and we'll see what really happened. The polls are showing among economists, they figure that about 175,000 new jobs were created last month. And that's a positive trend. That's up from 162,000 net new jobs in March. But we are in a terrible, deep, deep hole when it comes to jobs. We've got about 15 million people out of work. So we'd need to be adding many hundreds of thousands of jobs each month to get the unemployment rate down significantly for this year. Currently, our rate is about 9.7%. And, you know, that's just horrible. I mean, to feel at all like we're in a normal economy, we'd have to get to at least 6-7% unemployment.
But if as you predicted, there are 175,000 new jobs in April, that's a move in the right direction, right?
Well, yes, it certainly is encouraging to see that we're adding more jobs than we're seeing layoffs. But the evidence suggests that these gains aren't being spread around evenly. Older workers are really having a disproportionately tough time finding new jobs. In this recession, the unemployment rate for older people is at the highest level we've seen in the post-World War II era. And so, you know, they're out of work 35 and a half weeks averaging now, where younger workers are getting jobs within 30 weeks. That's a lot faster. So younger people are bouncing back more quickly. Given how bad the economy is for baby boomers, a lot of them are just starting to give up and declare themselves retired. We have government data that shows nearly 3 million people started drawing their Social Security benefits last year for the first time, and that was a lot higher than anyone expected. Basically, what's happening is baby boomers are just figuring, I'm not going to find a new job. I have no choice but to start to rely on my Social Security benefits, the ones that start to kick in at age 62.
But if the boomers are retiring, doesn't that open up some jobs for younger people?
Yes, in a sense, it does help that part of the economy. If you're 30, it might sound good to get all the, you know, the 60-year-olds out of the market. Maybe you could move up a little more quickly. But in the really large sense, it's bad for the economy because it's very tough on the federal budget. Typically, people in their 50s and 60s, those are supposed to be your peak earning years. That's when you're getting the fattest paycheck in your working life, and that means you're paying more in taxes. And those revenues are desperately needed by the U.S. Treasury. It's not going to be good for young people if the Treasury doesn't get that money. So, you know, if instead of paying taxes, you're now collecting unemployment benefits and then you're turning to your Social Security benefits, that cannot be good for the budget. So the economy would be a lot stronger if employers would just make the effort to keep those 75 million baby boomers in the job market for as long as possible. But it's not just about people's paychecks. Really, we need people's brains, talent. In a global economy like we have, we need all the talent we can get, and it's just foolish to take all of that knowledge in people ages 55 to 70 and say, you need to be on the sidelines now. We need to find ways to keep those people engaged in the workforce.
And, of course, there would be the people that would train the younger workers, right?
Absolutely.
Marilyn Geewax is NPR Senior Business Editor. Thanks a lot, Marilyn.
You're welcome.